The Electoral Commission of Zambia has done all it can within its powers and mandate to ensure that all materials, all personnel, and the most sensitive part of the elections, the ballot papers, are in place and have been distributed to all the 72 districts and in turn to all the 6,456 polling stations. And this was done to ensure that Zambians this morning turn out, hopefully in big numbers, to cast their vote for their preferred candidate.
Some people have expressed concern about possible violence being used by political parties to intimidate others. How is the Electoral Commission going to deal with this?
That's the challenge we face. But what the Commission has done really is continued engagement with stakeholders. Yesterday morning, the Commission met all the 10 contesting political party presidents at the Electoral Commission of Zambia headquarters and spoke to them at length about the need, firstly, to work together and indeed to ensure that their people are in the polling station, in the polling stations, and also shared with them on the results management system that is going to be used. And in that meeting, we also did share with them the need not to encourage their members to engage in violence. So we are doing what we can in terms of engaging with these stakeholders and reminding them of the need to campaign peacefully and the need to ensure that their members follow what is provided for in the law. So it is our hope that we will have a peaceful election.
Some opposition parties have come out with allegations of fraud, of irregularities and all that. How is the Electoral Commission working with these political parties to ensure a transparent and a credible vote from their own perspective?
That's another matter that came up in yesterday's meeting. And what the Commission advised the political parties is to ensure that they have their official candidate representatives or party representatives at the polling stations so that they monitor the process from the beginning when we open the polling stations, because each political party candidate is entitled to an agent at the polling station. So we are saying they should have all the candidates, I mean, all their polling agents in all the polling stations, and these polling agents, they should be there from morning up to the time we finish voting at 18 hours, which is 6 o'clock. And then they should also ensure that at the end of it all, when results are counted, they go with a copy of the results, which, of course, they will transmit to their members. So the best way of ensuring that the fraud issues are curtailed is really to ensure that all political parties participating in these elections have their candidates accredited, and the Commission has given them the necessary accreditation, and our hope is that they will be at all the 6,456 polling stations. And with that, we hope that they won't accuse us of having defrauded anyone in terms of their votes.
How many Zambians are expected to participate in today's election?
It's five on our register. We have about 5.1 plus a million voters, and these are on our record, and we are hoping that they will turn out in big numbers and vote.
What is the Electoral Commission's expectations of today's or this morning's election?
We hope we can have a big turnout. And we hope that Zambians can exercise their right to choose their preferred candidate. And it is our hope that when come end of voting, 18 hours after we have closed the polling stations, when we start counting, it is our hope that the various contesting political parties and indeed the candidates will respect the will of the people in terms of who they have chosen, and therefore not resort to any violence.